A landmark decision was made yesterday to lay off 2,000 Qantas workers. The employees include baggage handlers and cabin cleaners, some of whom have been with the iconic company for decades. Many questioned the legality of dismissing these workers, including the TWU, the Transport Workers Union, who have led the unsuccessful campaign against these actions. Pat Fordham has more.
Yesterday, Qantas put the final nail in the coffin of the dispute between the Transport Workers Union, the TWU, and the airline, in a dispute which has been ongoing for a number of months. The bid put in by the TWU was unsuccessful, with Qantas saying that none of the bids met their objectives. National Secretary of the TWU, Michael Caine, believes Qantas have failed their workers.
Well, this is a terrible decision from Qantas. These 2,500 jobs that they are proposing to outsource are jobs that Qantas still needs performed. That is, it's not as if these jobs have gone away or that there's no work for these workers to do. No, Qantas is outsourcing this work. It's replacing these workers with workers from other companies, companies like Swissport that have been shown to have standards that are below the minimum, that have been proven in the courts to be to have put in place illegal terms and conditions for these workers. Under the cover of COVID, are trying to get a cheaper option.
This issue doesn't just transcend into the spectrum of unions and workers, but has also been a hot topic in politics of late. Catherine King, the Shadow Minister for Transport, believes that the federal government has a lot to answer for regarding the loss of jobs.
Well, I guess the first thing I'd say is that what's happening at Qantas is emblematic, I think, about what's happening in aviation in this country overall, where there is a lack of a plan from the Morrison government for where they want to see aviation into the future.
The loss of these jobs has been a massive blow to not only the airline industry, but Australia's employment sector in general, with Qantas shaving ultimately up to 8,500 jobs out of a 29,000-strong workforce. The TWU put in a bid with accounting firm Ernst & Young to try and save the jobs, but ultimately it wasn't enough to convince the airline giant.
Well, this was an announcement made that Qantas intended to outsource these jobs and replace them with cheaper substandard arrangements back in August. And when the announcement was made, we, the Transport Workers Union, engaged Ernst & Young, a big multinational firm with expertise, to be able to put together an in-depth bid for these workers. Now, of course, these workers should never have to bid for their own jobs. No Australian should have to bid for their own jobs.
Many believe that more can be done to save these types of jobs in the future. A call has been made by Federal Labor to reduce casualisation and make employment more secure for workers across the board in the country.
I think that one of the lessons that we have had from COVID very, very strongly is that casualised work, insecure work, has actually added to the pandemic. It's made it more difficult to implement public health measures. And it's meant we've had thousands of Australians without sick leave and entitlements that would have actually protected the public more broadly. So if anything we should be doing is making sure that work is more secure and less casual work. And unfortunately, that does not seem to be the pathway that Qantas is taking.
There's a number of questions that have been raised along the lines of, are companies just using COVID as an excuse to restructure their employment operations? Qantas are shaving staff now, but other companies in other industries could be doing a similar thing soon.
Well, I can certainly say, that I'm sure that there are companies that are doing exactly that. I'm sure that that's the case. And I think, again, that is, not consistent with the obligation we've all got towards each other at the moment to actually help out both economically, as well as ensuring that we've got the capacity, if we ever have another outbreak or if we ever have another pandemic, that we've got a good, strong workforce that is able to assist and is in a position to be able to take sick leave, to not have to work two jobs in order to make ends meet, being able to actually have decent paying conditions. But those are things that are all part of the sort of social compact that we've learnt through this. And I'm very, very disappointed to see, or hear any company using COVID as cover to do something to just cut costs out of the business.
Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development, Catherine King, ending that report by Pat Fordham.